Rockwell Hello Company! I have practiced that for the last 4 weeks. And it may be 1,085 days, ladies and gentlemen, but some of you are still wearing the same jackets. It is just absolutely lovely to see you, and never ever was there any doubt that this festival would take place again, ladies and gentlemen. And normal service is about to be resumed. Drink loads of water, look after each other. If you have a dog, there's water for the dog. It's just behind the little bits that you think might be for you. And that's enough about me. Nice to see you. It's great. You owe me a tenner, by the way. Yeah, okay. And it's all bon and me here, but forget, a tenner's a tenner, man. Okay. Okay, let's say hello to the guys. You've no idea how much all the artists are looking forward to playing a game in this beautiful, beautiful place. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's say a nice, sedate, quiet hello to Fairport Convention Acoustic!
Beautiful to see you all. You all look so colourful and gorgeous and sun-kissed. Marvellous. We're going to start off now because there's a bell happening as we speak in the village. And it's a bell with our name on it. And there's somebody ringing it now. We can hear it on the ether. And this song does have a chorus that Peggy is going to bring you into.
Yeah, now I know it's been a while and we've aged a bit, and some of you may have forgotten the chorus to this song. I know I have, so I've written it on my hand. The chorus is just one word, Jack. Do you want to practice it? You don't have to sing it, you can just shout it, or you can even think it if you like, but it's best if you do it all together, you know, all at the same time.
Simultaneously.
Thank you, Simon. I blame the education
system. Never used one syllable when four are available.
And so the word is Jack. I'll give you a count in and then you do it simultaneously. Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Jack!
Perfect. That's perfect. So it happens in the first chorus. So be there with us. Here we go. Festival Bell. Welcome.
Was the year the bell was cast at Jacob. William Bagley was the name, the family ran that made them. With another fighter called the Lois was a tenor. Sixth for a 6 bill in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named William Jack. 300 years later now it's minor and major, ringing the St. Mary and the festival bell. Tailing when the treble it is going, be sure to watch the changes. Now you know that she is gone. The silent for a clue, then you'll know just what to do. We'll have to have a silent look as Bob's not here. Is he in the red line? Maybe in the phrase knows. Benny, but you're thinking he was practicing there. 300 years later, now it's minor and major. Bring it with St. Mary. there and through my old Oxford shear and out across the nation, even in America, maybe Russia too. For every year in August there's another celebration, peace and love, rock and reel and cookie too.
For the next song, and it's for a four-year-old lady, Manon Beale, who's come all the way from Scotland with the McBastards.
Oh, no.
The McBastard clan, let's hear it for the McBastards down by the South House. This is one of Manon's favourite songs, and it's Travelling by Steam.
Two.
Oh, one.
Two.
With a steady hand on the lever and the signal ran it past.
Stand in the bite, look for the green.
given, we have a rare opportunity afforded us only by the relaxation of the immigration rules and the fact that we can fly across the Atlantic. Would you please welcome back to join us on stage an erstwhile and always welcome returnee member of this band, Mr. David Mezzix. Around for ways of welcoming the Hook Norton team to be part of our future as a festival after many years of happy association with Wadworth. Times change and Hookie is much more local. It's much more of a local feel to things now, and I know many of you locals are delighted about this, and I hope if you're here and it's the first time you're encountering this fine brew, I hope you're having as good a time as we are.
Certainly will be later, sorry.
But we certainly marked this, this song sort of elected itself for that job. It's, of course, John Barleycorn.
I will sing.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, wins yet again.
I call a dead heat.
Okay, and Mr. Leslie, well represented there from Adderbury.
I call a dead heat.
We've got one more number before we're going to leave this space and start the proceedings of some wonderful music coming on for today. I'm heading off for a great festival. It's going to be fab. And this one is going to hopefully get you dancing. The first dance of the weekend. This is a tale about a fiddle player from Shetland. We'll do this tonight. That's where I'm at. We're doing this this afternoon. We're doing this this afternoon for another special audience member, little Taylor Apollo. It's his first Crockery. He's two. Taylor, this is for you. I know he dances to this at home. And it's John Gowdy. Lots of love and see you later on. John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, so it's told. When his crowd in the looking town of Shetland needed hold. They built it up, they dust it down, and he built the tunes around. The bold of place in Shetland has no better could be found.
When John broke his new goal, Jane had seen his life before. He ran back to the lonely shore, wrote himself a tune.
John had his eye on a fair young girl that lived not far away. His were not the only eyes, so rude to say. It happened down the sandlick night in the carpet. His rival dropped a hammer down and struck John on the head.
When John broke prison door, the jail had seen his life before. He ran back to the Limerick shore, caught himself in tune.
Thanks all so much. We'll see you over the weekend. Enjoy the festival. It's a joy to see you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Did you enjoy that new up-and-coming young band?
I'm done!
Good. How about that? Let's hear it again for Fairport Acoustic, ladies and gentlemen. Since everybody knew that Cropperty was going to take place this year, ladies and gentlemen, I've had loads and loads of messages from people about so many different things. I'm going to do absolutely every single one of them, I hope, except yours. Okay. We've got a first message to John and Bernadette Twigger.